in Cluj, Transylvania, and my guest is George Sade. George, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's the conference?
It's great.
It's great. And
we're lucky we have a good weather today.
Beautiful weather.
Yeah.
What do you do, George?
I'm currently working as a master consultant for Falafel Software.
Mm-hmm.
And I do work on web technologies as well as mobile technologies.
And you were at the conference. You were speaking about web technologies, right?
Yes.
And
I was speaking about Angular 2.
Angular 2, okay. Very much a web technology here. Angular 2, what's the status of Angular 2 right now?
Currently, Angular 2 is in RC.
RC?
It's not officially released yet. But it already has success stories. So it's been used on production websites already.
By you?
We're actually using it, yes.
Uh-huh.
So we have a product called Event6D.
Okay.
And on the website, for each conference, we have a website built in Angular 2.
So what's it called? Event?
Event6D.
So that's a conference scheduling and planning application.
Right. So one of the features we have is for each conference to get a free website.
Mm-hmm.
And that where you can see the agenda online.
Hmm.
And for IT Camp, I was able to show that during my talk, and it's built with Angular 2.
The website is built with Angular 2.
The beta 2. Version, yes.
Okay, with the was it the beta version of the Angular 2 or the beta version of the website?
No, the beta version of Angular 2.
Angular 2, but the production version of the website, which is
correct.
Interesting.
It's in production.
What about the mobile app? Is that using any Angular?
Well, for mobile apps, we're not using Angular.
Okay.
We are actually using Xamarin for the mobile app. But one of the reasons why I started doing mobile is because I really work on web technologies, and I was able to reuse those kind of technologies for Cordova applications to build mobile apps using HTML5, JavaScript, and CSS. But now with Angular 2, we can actually reuse the code because there's a platform called NativeScript, which was developed by Telerik. And NativeScript allows you now, with version 2, to reuse your Angular code to build not a hybrid app, but a really native app that is compiled into native code.
Tell me the difference between a hybrid app and a native app.
So a hybrid app runs as a web view on the device. And in order to use the device capabilities, it needs the engine, which is Cordova.
Mm-hmm.
So Cordova allows you to get access to the native API.
Okay.
While for native script, it's a native app. So it is written in JavaScript. And for the views, it uses some kind of markup. And one of the things that I really like about Angular 2 is the separation of concerns. So it's able to interpret the XML kind of markup. It's not really HTML.
Okay.
And in the same time, you have the same logic in the components.
Okay.
So you can reuse the code.
Hmm. Okay. This is happening now, or this is a future version of the mobile application, right? This is that you'll start using the native script to build it, as opposed to Xamarin. By the way, I work for the company that makes Xamarin.
Yeah.
That just recently became true.
Well, I'm not sure if the team will consider using it.
Oh, okay.
But I actually started learning native script.
I see.
The moment I realized I can reuse my Angular 2 code in a mobile app.
So it's a big jump to go from web development to mobile development, but it's a much smaller jump if you can reuse those skills, your JavaScript skills.
Because now you can even build desktop apps using Angular 2 with Electron. And
what's Electron?
Electron is a shell that Visual Studio Code is using.
Okay.
It allows you to create a desktop app for different platforms, and this is something that you can use Angular 2 with. So you can build a desktop app using Angular 2, which is quite amazing.
That is amazing. Tell me a little about Angular 2. How does it differ from Angular 1, or is that even a logical question? Is it revolutionary change for me?
Well, we can't really compare Angular 2 to Angular 1. So Angular 2, what it really does is it brings improvements over all the innovations started with Angular 1. But it's a complete rewrite.
Right.
So they rewrote it all from scratch.
Did you write in any applications in Angular 1?
I did.
Uh-huh.
And I found it quite hard to really remember all these directives. And what Angular 2 does is it removes about 40 plus directives.
Mm-hmm.
So you have less directives to remember, okay, and pretty much less code to write.
So the directives were the things like so the ng-bind, correct, for example. Anything that started with ng-dash was a
right,
directive.
So now we have ng-class, ng-4, ng-f. That's about it.
Okay. What happened to the rest of them? How do we get the same functionality, though, right?
Yeah, so now it's able to bind to any property on the element without having to do any ngs. So this is what I really liked about the way they came out with the syntax, because it feels really native to the HTML syntax.
Okay. What's well, let me ask you this. If you had Angular 1 experience before, did that help you in building Angular 2, or did it hinder you to have this new way of doing
things? No, it actually helped me get on board in just a couple of days, just to be able to first accept that now we're working with TypeScript, which allows us to write better JavaScript.
Oh, it's another technology. That was TypeScript.
Yeah. So TypeScript is a superset of JavaScript that actually allows you to have syntax checking and you have typing inside your JavaScript. So you can specify that this variable is a number or a string, which is something we don't have in JavaScript. Some people actually like the fact that you have that kind of freedom. But when you're using Visual Studio Code, for instance, now, and with TypeScript, you can see the red dots. You really have an error that you have to fix even before you run the
You can catch those at compile time. I put finger quotes around the word compile, but at transpile time.
Yeah, the moment it transpiles the code, it would tell you if there's something wrong with it. So it does that kind of type checking.
Yeah, I like that as well. I like to find out my errors sooner rather than later.
Yeah. And actually, this is how I got introduced to TypeScript. I started using it before, but it didn't really attract me, but then the moment I started using Visual Studio Code, because it has support, TypeScript is a first class citizen for Visual Studio Code, and that's how I really like that kind of experience, because now we just have better tooling.
Is that your editor of choice, Visual Studio Code?
Yes, this is what I'm currently using. So I use both Visual Studio Code and Atom, but the moment I started using Visual Studio Code, I really switched because of how fast it is.
Okay.
And the team is working really hard and bringing all the features.
Yeah.
So I'm even using the Insiders build, and it feels...
Oh, is that right? You're using beta bits for Visual Studio Code?
And it feels really stable.
Interesting.
Isn't it amazing?
Are you running on a Mac or on a PC?
On a Mac.
Oh, interesting. So it's all cross-platform as well.
Yeah, it's all cross-platform.
people are getting started in Angular. Where do they go to learn this?
Well, the first place I would go is the tutorials on the angular.io site.
Mm-hmm.
And you have some amazing Pluralsight videos by John Papa and Deborah Coretta.
So I'm a big
really
Pluralsight fan myself.
Encourage them.
John's been on this show.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm a big fan of what he did with Angular 1 and Angular 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually following that path. And now with the Angular 2, we have a style guide, which...
What does that do?
So what the style guide allows us to do is first to be able to understand each other's code. So we follow some guides. It tells you what to do, what not to do, what is recommended.
Okay.
And now they use some verbing on the website. It tells you, we recommend that you do that or not do that.
Hmm. So there's some guidance, some best practices kind of thing.
Exactly, because when it comes to JavaScript platform, JavaScript frameworks, and all the libraries out there, you just have too many options. But now at least you have some sort of guidance how to build the app in a better way.
Okay, no, I like that. That makes it easier to read somebody else's code, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
What else? What have we not talked about that we should have? Anything?
Oh, well, we had some other JavaScript libraries present at the conference.
Yeah. We just saw the talk on Aurelia. What did you think of Aurelia?
Well, I think it's pretty interesting. It's kind of aligned where Angular 2 is going.
Uh-huh.
So I feel if you learn one or the other, you'll be able to jump in and quickly learn, because it really uses the same concept, maybe differently.
Different syntax and maybe something different under the hood.
But we're all going to... using components, which is
really
important. So once you learn how to decompose your application into different components, then you can really jump in on any framework that you want, whether it's Aurelia or Angular 2 or even React, because they're all using components.
Right. Are you writing about this or speaking about it elsewhere?
Well, I will, and I hope I'll be speaking more about Angular 2, because I really like the way it's coming together. And in a couple of months, we'll have an official release.
Yeah. Are you blogging?
Yes.
Where's that?
We actually have a 10-day Angular 2 series next month in our blog. So.
Oh. Is that, you say our, is that the Falafel blog?
The Falafel blog.
Okay.
Correct.
Excellent.
So I'll be writing a few blog
posts.
What's
the URL for that?
It's blog.falafel.com. Pretty easy.
We'll look for that. George, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure. My recommendation is to do two things per day. Spend more time with friends and learn the new technology.